Hello and welcome back, everyone. I hope you guys are enjoying James and enjoyed James because today we will be finishing it, and it's the last book. It's the fifth chapter. So after today, we will be jumping on to a different book in the Bible. Not sure what one yet, so if you have any recommendations, let me know because, yeah, if you guys want me to do one, I'll do it. So today, there are three different segments inside of James chapter 5, and the first one is warning to the rich oppressors, the second is patience in suffering, the third is the prayer of faith. Let's get right into it. James chapter 5. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you, and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on the earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you. Okay, that is warning to rich oppressors. Now we will read patience in suffering. Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the yield. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how he patiently waits for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we considered blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance, and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven, or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Okay, that was patience in suffering. Now the last one is the prayer of faith. Here we go. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up if he has sinned. He will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Okay, that is James chapter 5, the last book. So, yeah, that's all she wrote. I don't know where I'm going to start. Kind of looking for, I don't know where I should go next, because, you know, I kind of want to start from Genesis and work my way all the way through. Not sure if I'm going to do that or not, but that might just be a thing so I can just have something to go on the entire way. So, if that happens, next week we will start with Genesis, and I'm just going to work my way through the whole Bible. And yeah, I mean, I may as well, because then you guys can just get the whole thing, you know? Okay, that's all I got for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a great week, and God bless.